What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Now you know I'm going to let that song go just about all day. Good evening, St. Louis. 8:06 on a Tuesday night. KMOX at your service. George Sells with you up until 10 o'clock. So, what are some of the signs that baseball season is over? You get, cold temperatures in the 30s this morning when I'm walking out the door. The leaves are changing. And George Sells is on the radio on a Tuesday night because we don't have the Cardinals anymore. Sorry, I realize it's tough to live up to the normal occupant of this time slot. Producer Matt Pajeski with me. We were just discussing the disappointment we both felt at the fact that we're looking up at a television set right now and the Philadelphia Phillies are playing in the league championship series. And I still find it really difficult to believe that we didn't somehow come out of that 3-game set in the wild card. But I'm gonna live with it. I'm not going to sit here and complain about it. I know you've been listening to sports for much of the night, so we've got a sports-minded audience here. I'm not going to pour salt in the wound. There's always next year. That was one of the most unsatisfying endings to a season I can remember. A tough one for all of us, but you know what? We're going to move on. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Let's talk about things that are not the Cardinals. We can talk about one thing that we're going to be coming up in the next segment and combines two of my favorite things, sports and food. You may have heard about St. Louis City, the soccer club, announcing some of its food options they're going to be having in Centene Stadium when they start playing next season. And this is really cool because we've all had the standard any stadium, any sport food. You know, you got your hot dog in the vat of boiling water. You got the nachos with the melted Velveeta poured over the top. It's basically chips and bad cheese. You've got, you know, maybe a hamburger that's been sitting in that under that little heat lamp for 30 minutes because nobody really buys hamburgers at the ball game. And they've gotten better over the years, but that's kind of what it was for the longest time. There was a company called ARA Food Services that I think had half the stadiums in the country. They also did college dormitories. I somehow survived 4 years on ARA food, but that's beside the point. What St. Louis City is doing is bringing in all local restaurants to do the food. They will all have windows or booths or concession stands around the stadium, and you're going to have different choices. And we're going to get into what some of those choices are. We're going to be talking to someone from one of the restaurants that is suddenly going to be really changing around their business model quite a bit. I mean, think about this for a second. You're a kind of a mom and pop operation, a one building restaurant. You know, locally owned. You're doing a good business. People love you. People talk about you. You do a lot of business for your size. And then all of a sudden, you're going to keep doing that, and you're going to now start trying to staff 17 home games a year for the local soccer team, and feed a lot of people in a really short window of time. How do you prepare for that? We're going to get into all of that coming up here in about 10 minutes, actually a little less than that, right around 8:17, 8:18, something like that. Later on in the hour, also going to be talking with a local expert from a technologies company about ransomware. You've heard about ransomware. You know, these hackers will get into a company's deepest and darkest files and then basically cut the companies off from everything they need and tell them, pay us this much or we're going to delete your stuff. Now, that stinks for any business. It is highly inconvenient for any business. But these guys are now starting to hit hospitals. They're hitting hospital groups. And you're now suddenly talking about something that is not only a serious pain in the backside, but you're also talking about something that can put people's lives at risk. And this isn't just about your personal information. I mean, if these guys can get into some of the files, what else can they get into? And we're going to ask some of those questions. What can these people get into exactly? And are people's lives going to be put at risk by, you know, some corporal in the Chinese army or some nerd living under his mom's stairs who have managed to go online and break into a hospital system? Dangerous stuff. Finally, and I'm going to want to get into this with you, so pick up the phones and give us a call. We'll have the phone lines open down toward the bottom of the hour. 314-436-7900, the number here at KOX. 314-436-7900. You could also hit me up on Twitter at George Sells, just like it sounds, GEORGESELLS, at George Sells on Twitter. My question for you, is Facebook listening to us through our phones? Now, I know there has been a lot of talk about all that stuff. That's garbage. It's conspiracy theory. You know, Facebook says over and over again, no, we're not doing that. Even the experts will say, they're not doing that. They're doing lots of other crazy, hinky things that they can do with the data that you provide them by how you live your daily life and what you do on your phone and what you do on Facebook and what you even don't do on Facebook. Or even as a non-Facebook user, there are a lot of ways that they can track and monitor you. But I had an experience. I had an experience just yesterday. I'm going to share this experience with you. I'm going to share the details of what happened to me at my place of work yesterday with a coworker, and why I believe that this offers proof that Facebook is in fact somehow listening to us. It may or may not be through the microphone in my phone, but somebody's listening somewhere. I can think of no other explanation for why this happened or how this happened. I'm going to tell you the story at about 8:45. I want you to weigh in and let me know if you think I'm nuts or if you have a solution or an explanation for this. Just need to know what the deal is. But this was weird, and I want to talk to you about it again. That's going to be coming up about 8:45. Give us a call, 314-436-7900. Here at KMOX. Second hour, we'll go on. We'll talk about the vote to legalize marijuana. Very interesting conversation ahead with a former Missouri Supreme Court justice. His opposition to this amendment, or potential opposition to this amendment, has nothing to do with his beliefs about whether or not people should smoke pot. Interesting stuff. We're also going to check in with the PTA president from Jenna Elementary in Hazelwood. You've been hearing that story on the radio all night long about the radioactive material that's been found there. We're going to talk to a parent about that who clearly is very worried about her kiddos and can't blame her. So that's what's ahead. We've got a long evening together. Hope to hear from you throughout the night. And you're listening to KMOX. It is 8:14. KMOX at your service. I'm George Sell.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
On a Tuesday night here in downtown St. Louis, a chilly night, a night that you start thinking about comfort food, maybe. Well, you're thinking a lot about comfort food, about all kinds of food down the street at the new soccer stadium for STL City. It's Centene Stadium, and they unveiled yesterday what the food's going to look like. And this is not, I repeat, not your usual food situation. That is for certain. To get a little bit of what's going on down there, we're going to talk to Danny Eichenhorst. She is part owner of Steve's Hot Dogs. And Danny, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you so much, George. Happy to be here.
So tell me what we are looking at exactly. They had the big unveil yesterday. You guys are one of a number of local restaurants that are going to make up the food choices. This is a long way from when I was a kid going to a ball game and they pulled the hot dog out of the vat of boiling water, slapped it on a bun, and so there you go.
Yeah, we're definitely a craft hot dog, to be sure. We're smoked, grilled, all beef. It's a sizable dog on an Italian roll baked on the hill. And we've got all kinds of crazy toppings. But the one main dog we're definitely going to feature there is actually the official hot dog of St. Louis. The Board of Aldermen declared it as such a few months ago, and it was voted on by the people of St. Louis. So I know they're really trying to build a food portfolio down there that's super representative of all the great mom and pop restaurants in the city. And it just seems really appropriate that we're going to plug in the official hot dog of St. Louis in the stadium.
Now, tell me what this was like walking around there yesterday, because just for folks who have not been paying attention to this, instead of having like the old ARA food services that did the football stadium and your college dorm with pretty basic food, STL City has gone all local. Everything in there is going to be local. They've got Steve's, Danny's restaurant. They've got Balkan Treat Box from Webster Groves. They've got Beastcraft Barbecue from Belleville. The Block in the Grove. It's one thing after another. Gerard Kraft, of course, Niche and that food group. Everybody knows him. This is going to be the food at the soccer game. So, Danny, what are you thinking as you're walking around and seeing what are essentially a culinary who's who of St. Louis?
Oh, it's awesome, you know, especially coming off a couple of years that have been really unkind to restaurants, to see so many locally grown brands and chefs that we love locally and coming together in this space. And the coolest thing is that it was picked by the people of St. Louis. They got 10,000 votes from people of different mom and pop restaurants that they felt really represented the city well. So when the list yesterday on its own is incredible. I mean, Gerard Kraft, are you kidding me? And Dave Sandusky with Beast and Lauren from Balkan Treat Box. These are really, really talented people that I'm sure their businesses are going to benefit from this opportunity, which is in itself a huge blessing after the couple of years we've all had. But and then you look at the longer list of people they aren't announcing yet, but that are in consideration, and it's diverse, which is really, really cool. And so you really, and I think they alluded to it in the City Flavor video, is that Gerard's really taken the time to go into all these little neighborhoods around St. Louis and to try and source a really broad spectrum of food so that no matter who you are, you can walk into the stadium and find something that feels like home.
So what's the process going to be? How does this work from here on out? They announce you guys. They've obviously approached you and you've agreed. What happens next? What do you have to do to be ready for 17 pro soccer home games come spring?
Well, we traveled down to Nashville and we caught a soccer game down there. And I tell you what, that was incredible. I am so pumped because I know that St. Louis is going to deliver in an even bigger way. I just know from our soccer and sports energy that we already see, but what I saw down there was incredible. So we got to go down and actually study a similar concept and see how they handled the volume. But the thing that we're all working on as restaurants right now is making sure we've got some good options for people. We want to have vegetarian, vegan options. We want to have options that match and represent our menu. But we also have to have items that we can produce really, really quickly, because you've got 30 minutes before the game for most of these fans, and you've got about 15 minutes during halftime to get out up to 2,000 food items very, very quickly. And so we've all got to now be really focused on flavor and speed and getting ourselves ready. So we've got a couple of, you know, small practice events that hopefully that we're going to have an opportunity to do in this space, and we'll all get in there, and hopefully people will give us a little bit of grace, and we'll get our systems and processes down. But I think it's going to be a ton of fun, and it's really cool that we're all going to be working together through that process. And Steve's actually has a window out on the East Plaza, so we're going to be serving outside for 90 minutes to 2 hours before each game, and then we'll close our window, and we are actually going to open a window on the inside, and then we'll serve on the inside as well. So we'll have that sort of additional volume to figure out too, because who knows, you know, how many people will come out on that east lawn, and as they're programming that and having pre-parties for everybody.
I'm trying to figure out what this practice is going to look like for you guys. Do you just put out a thing on Facebook one day and say free hot dogs for the next 15 minutes and see how many you can crank?
But we've had a couple of high volume catering events, and we're getting in the space and doing a little bit of cooking there. We did an event last week there where we were able to serve about 1,000 dogs in 2 hours, and so that taught us some things, and we'll just keep working towards it, and trying to see what we can figure out in this space as opportunities arise between now and the season start.
Do you worry at all about the effort and everything that's going to have to be put into the soccer stadium and then maintaining the business that got you here to begin with? Do you worry a little bit about, would it be too much?
Yeah, you're totally right. That was a part of our thought process going into that. It was something that we weighed for a long time before we said yes. We started the conversation with the soccer stadium in earnest about last December, I think it was, and we, you know, didn't sign our contract till later this year, and so we took a lot of time, a lot of conversation, put a lot of thought into it. We are very fortunate because we have a general manager that has worked in a capacity where he has served with Levy, the concessionaire for the soccer stadium. So he's very, very familiar with high volume event day games and foods. And so he brings that knowledge to bear, and he's already informed our decision making and our menu formation. And really, he's working to get our staff ready for it now. So we've spent a lot of the last year doing festivals and different things now that COVID's in a better place. And we look at that as sort of some of our practice getting ready, because those festivals, Taste of St. Louis and all these different things, those are very high volume events as well. And we're using those as a practice scenario that also benefits the core business.
Okay, finally. Take Steve's out of the mix. Everybody knows that the official hot dog of St. Louis is on everybody's go-to list. When you walk into that stadium, 24 other vendors, which one do you want to hit first?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, man. Pastaria is one that's at the top of my list. I'm gluten-free, dairy-free, so I'm a hard one to please. But Pastaria has got some of the best gluten-free options I've ever seen, and so I'm hoping they bring those to the stadium. And, you know, and then standing next to Dave Sandusky at these events as he's blowtorching a giant hunk of meat from Beef Barbecue, that's pretty hard to resist as well. That guy's got candied bacon, you know, he's got the works. And so I would say that would be my other choice for sure.
Come for the soccer, stay for the blowtorched hunks of meat. Gotta love it. I see a T-shirt, Danny. I see a T-shirt. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us. This all gets going in the spring when STL City kicks off at the new Centene Stadium for the Major League Soccer season. 17 home games will be played through the spring, summer, and into the fall next year, and the food choices are absolutely amazing. Danny Eichenhorst from Steve's Hot Dogs, thank you so much for being with us on KMOX.
My pleasure.
For everything online, it's odyssey.com. Download the Odyssey app and listen to KMOX for all the news, sports, talk, and podcasts that move you. Odyssey, that's AUDACY.
KMOX at your service. George Sells with you on a Tuesday night, 8:32 in the evening. We're here until 10 o'clock. We've all heard about ransomware. It's one of those things that I think, depending on what you do for a living, there's a varying level of concern / fear there. I owned a small business at one point, and it scared the life out of me because I had heard stories about, you know, somebody hacks into your stuff and they just basically have everything and they call you up with a price and they're like, pay up or we're going to delete it. Or if you've got sensitive information, they'll threaten to disclose it. A little bit of both, maybe. All sorts of problems. Obviously, these are bad people. This is nothing new. Bad people on the internet. This is not news. However, the ransomware folks have taken a step that is downright scary. Recent story about a nonprofit healthcare system, Common Spirit Health. They own 142 hospitals in 21 states, and the ransomware people got into the hospital's computers, locked them down. IT's locked. Surgeries are delayed. Disruptions for inpatient care across the board. I mean, you know how we rely on computers. If you've been to the hospital anytime recently, everything is being done with a laptop, a tablet, something. And the idea that somebody can shut all that down. See, now we're messing with people's lives. It's not just their livelihoods, which is bad enough. Now you're talking about something that can get somebody killed. And this is a big next step to all this. Joined now by Ben Auten. Ben is with Single Wave Technologies, founder of Single Wave Technologies, over in St. Charles. Ben, welcome to KMOX.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you being here. And you were the one kind of sounding the alarm on this, among others. Tell me what about this jumped out at you and what, if anything, can be done about it?
Yeah, as you were saying, ransomware is definitely a big headache for most businesses. And, you know, occasionally you see some even close over it. But it's a whole nother level when it hits a hospital. It really can become deadly. And this is a trend that we've been seeing at kind of an alarming rate. You know, seeing kind of the first one happen in 2019. But Common Spirit is a really large health system to be hit by something so significant.
Now, you're a guy out in St. Charles County, so there is the always the concern about the biggies in our area. We've got Barnes Jewish, which is enormous. We've got Mercy Health System, among others. How at risk are these groups? How at risk are, you know, maybe a loved one who's in the hospital right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of these hospitals spend a lot of time preparing and trying to mitigate all risk. But, you know, disasters like this can happen. And really, I think this should be a wake-up call to really see this as a public safety issue, to try and get more prepared, to have systems collaborate with each other. You know, even thinking through things like how do you give ambulances notice that something like this is happening? And just put the word out to the wider community quickly. You know, really, it's the only significant thing that could happen to a whole hospital system that might impact all of their facilities at the same time.
And what are the blind spots? Obviously, there is something out there that is allowing this to happen. And we all hear the same warnings about clicking on suspicious links and suspicious emails and all that sort of thing. And it seems like a constant cat and mouse game between the folks running the firewalls and the people who are trying to do the bad things. But obviously, if this kind of an incursion can be made, you know, 141 hospitals across the country, there are still some blind spots out there that maybe hospitals and other folks aren't seeing.
Yeah, and recently in the cyberspace, we saw, you know, Uber's CISO get some jail time for just lack of transparency. So, you know, it's definitely a concern that, you know, we need to get honest about where our networks are at and the vulnerabilities that do exist so that we can start remediating them. You know, we've just seen, and I've seen in my professional career, there can just be a gap in between audit and then kind of the reality on the ground. And who knows what happened at Common Spirit, but we definitely need to be prioritizing this to implement those effective solutions that can really mitigate more of this risk so something like this can't happen so widespread.
Who are the people doing this? I mean, I made the offhanded crack in the tease leading up to this about it being a corporal in the Chinese army or some guy under his lives in his mom's basement. Is that correct on both counts? Is it somebody else? Who are the people that are out there doing this? And do they ever get caught?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they get caught, and there's been law enforcement wins for sure. But I think it's important to understand that, these are whole enterprises. There's a whole supply chain out there behind the software that's developed, behind the people who actually run and implement it. And these people are ruthless. They really don't care who they hit and what they're doing, whether they're a nonprofit, hospital, public utility. You know, they're really motivated either financially because they're professional criminals or they have nation state motivations where, you know, some of the countries, some of those enemies out there are willing to harm our society by doing something like this.
Which is the larger number, the nation state folks or the just the large criminal enterprises?
I think, you know, they're very hand in hand in some ways. I think the nation states are definitely a growing concern. You know, we've just seen a lot happening in the world and some tensions rising. And that could become a greater concern over the next several months, definitely.
In your capacity, are you seeing any more activity? You know, obviously, the war in Ukraine and Russia lashing out has become a big fear. Are you seeing more activity, or are you seeing anything more that we need to be concerned about since that war broke out and since the West kind of has started at least attempting to stick it to Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, I mean, the more sanctions you put on these countries like Russia, the more they're going to try and work around them. And ransomware is a really easy way to do that. So I definitely think we're going to see a rise over the next several quarters in ransomware. And it's something we should all be looking out for. And it's important to understand, too, even if you're not a large health system, you're still a target. Like you said, you owned a small business, and it's definitely something to worry about, regardless of how large your operation is.
Okay, I'm a lover of movies, and I've got to think somewhere along the lines we're going to have, you know, the movie where the ransomware attack happens, and you know the world is at risk because of this, and some Bruce Willis type character is going to figure out a way to shoot something back through the internet and blow up the guys who are doing this. Is there, and I know that's an overstatement of it, but is there anything like that out there? Is there anything that can be?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
For everything online, it's Odyssey.com. Download the Odyssey app and listen to KMOX for all the news, sports, talk, and podcasts that move you. Odyssey, that's AUDACY.
KMOX at your service. George Sells with you on a Tuesday night, 8:32 in the evening. We're here until 10 o'clock. We've all heard about ransomware. It's one of those things that I think, depending on what you do for a living, there's a varying level of concern slash fear there. I owned a small business at one point. It scared the life out of me because I had heard stories about, you know, somebody hacks into your stuff and they just basically have everything and they call you up with a price and they're like, pay up or we're going to delete it. Or if you've got sensitive information, they'll threaten to disclose it. A little bit of both, maybe. All sorts of problems. Obviously, these are bad people. This is nothing new. Bad people on the internet. This is not news. However, the ransomware folks have taken a step that is downright scary. Recent story about a nonprofit healthcare system, Common Spirit Health. They own 142 hospitals in 21 states, and the ransomware people got into the hospital's computers, locked them down. IT's locked. Surgeries are delayed. Disruptions for inpatient care across the board. I mean, you know how we rely on computers. If you've been to the hospital anytime recently, everything is being done with a laptop, a tablet, something. And the idea that somebody can shut all that down. See, now we're messing with people's lives. It's not just their livelihoods, which is bad enough. Now you're talking about something that can get somebody killed. And this is a big next step to all this. Joined now by Ben Otten. Ben is with Single Wave Technologies, founder of Single Wave Technologies, over in St. Charles. Ben, welcome to KMOX.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you being here. And you were the one kind of sounding the alarm on this, among others. Tell me what about this jumped out at you and what, if anything, can be done about it?
Yeah, as you were saying, ransomware is definitely a big headache for most businesses. And, you know, occasionally you see some even close over it. But it's a whole nother level when it hits a hospital. It really can become deadly. And this is a trend that we've been seeing at kind of an alarming rate. You know, seeing kind of the first one happen in 2019. But Common Spirit is a really large health system to be hit by something so significant.
Now, you're a guy out in St. Charles County, so there is the always the concern about the biggies in our area. We've got Barnes Jewish, which is enormous. We've got Mercy Health System, among others. How at risk are these groups? How at risk are, you know, maybe a loved one who's in the hospital right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of these hospitals spend a lot of time preparing and trying to mitigate all risk. But, you know, disasters like this can happen. And really, I think this should be a wake-up call to really see this as a public safety issue, to try and get more prepared, to have systems collaborate with each other. You know, even thinking through things like how do you give ambulances notice that something like this is happening? And just put the word out to the wider community quickly. You know, really, it's the only significant thing that could happen to a whole hospital system that might impact all of their facilities at the same time.
And what are the blind spots? Obviously, there is something out there that is allowing this to happen. And we all hear the same warnings about clicking on suspicious links and suspicious emails and all that sort of thing. And it seems like a constant cat and mouse game between the folks running the firewalls and the people who are trying to do the bad things. But obviously, if this kind of an incursion can be made, you know, 141 hospitals across the country, there are still some blind spots out there that maybe hospitals and other folks aren't seeing.
Yeah, and recently in the cyberspace, we saw, Uber's CISO get some jail time for just lack of transparency. So, you know, it's definitely a concern that, we need to get honest about where our networks are at and the vulnerabilities that do exist so that we can start remediating them. I've seen in my professional career, there can just be a gap in between audit and then kind of the reality on the ground. And who knows what happened at Common Spirit, but we definitely need to be prioritizing this to implement those effective solutions that can really mitigate more of this risk so something like this can't happen so widespread.
Who are the people doing this? I mean, I made the offhanded crack in the tease leading up to this about it being a corporal in the Chinese army or some guy under his lives in his mom's basement. Is that correct on both counts? Is it somebody else? Who are the people that are out there doing this? And do they ever get caught?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they get caught, and there's been law enforcement wins for sure. But I think it's important to understand that these are whole enterprises. There's a whole supply chain out there behind the software that's developed, behind the people who actually run and implement it. And these people are ruthless. They really don't care who they hit and what they're doing, whether they're a nonprofit, hospital, public utility. They're really motivated either financially because they're professional criminals or they have nation state motivations where, some of the countries, some of those enemies out there are willing to harm our society by doing something like this.
Which is the larger number, the nation state folks or the large criminal enterprises?
I think, they're very hand in hand in some ways. I think the nation states are definitely a growing concern. We've just seen a lot happening in the world and some tensions rising and that could become a greater concern over the next several months, definitely.
In your capacity, are you seeing any more activity? Obviously, the war in Ukraine and Russia lashing out has become a big fear. Are you seeing more activity, or are you seeing anything more that we need to be concerned about since that war broke out and since the West kind of has started at least attempting to stick it to Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, I mean, the more sanctions you put on these countries like Russia, the more they're going to try and work around them. And ransomware is a really easy way to do that. So I definitely think we're going to see a rise over the next several quarters in ransomware. And it's something we should all be looking out for. And it's important to understand, too, even if you're not a large health system, you're still a target. Like you said, you owned a small business, and it's definitely something to worry about, regardless of how large your operation is.
Okay, I'm a lover of movies, and I've got to think somewhere along the lines we're going to have the movie where the ransomware attack happens, and the world is at risk because of this, and some Bruce Willis type character is going to figure out a way to shoot something back through the internet and blow up the guys who are doing this. Is there, and I know that's an overstatement of it, but is there anything like that out there? Is there anything that can be sent back to these guys, whether it's a virus, whether it's a physical charge and I know this is a ridiculously basic question, but I think a lot of people want to know this is how can we get these people?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there's a lot we can do. The first thing, it starts by monitoring networks by security experts. There's one in our own backyard that's a 24/7 SOC, Speartip, a cyber counterintelligence company that we partner with as well. And these types of companies can run operations where they're able to start getting some data on the people. It's also coordinating with law enforcement. I mean, I've been seeing the FBI and other agencies just take a more active role in responding and trying to get these people. But even if you find out who they are, it can be hard to grab them if they're, sitting over there in Russia, who certainly isn't going to send them our way for a nice prison sentence.
And I know I kind of touched on this, but and you said there are some law enforcement wins. How often are there law enforcement wins? Oftentimes, when law enforcement gets a big victory, it's kind of, you know, as a reporter over the years in a past life of mine, you know, they'd make the big drug bust along the highway and they'd call the media and everybody goes out to the police station and they lay out all the drugs and all the cash and all the guns and let everybody take pictures of them. And then they take the two perps and stroll them by the cameras in handcuffs and do a nice little dog and pony show there to let people know that they're out doing their jobs and to let people know that they're taking a heck of a risk if they choose to do this. You don't really see that or that equivalent with these ransomware types, with these hackers, at least nothing that has really jumped out and gotten a lot of attention. Are they getting that many wins, or is it just something that they're kind of staying under the table about because, or close to the vest about, because they don't want the bad guys to know how they're catching them?
Yeah, so I think some of the wins have been just disrupting their malware networks. There were some good initiatives that were taken where they were actually able to reach out and find compromised systems, and they were actually able to make them better so that these cyber criminals didn't still have access to them, so to speak. And those have been some creative ways. But it's tough when, you know, they're completely out of our jurisdiction and we can't quite get to them. Like a lot of criminal organizations, you know, you can take one or two out and then more just spring up in their place. So it's definitely not an easy problem to solve just from a law enforcement perspective. And that's why it needs that mix of law enforcement action, but also just doing those secure practices, making sure you're locking up your house, so to speak, so that this doesn't come for you one day.
Okay, well, Ben Auten, again, with Single Wave Technologies out in St. Charles, and I'm sure they're working on the security end of things. And, Ben, I'm sure you'll have a lot of investors if you come up with that way to send a charge through and blow up their computers. This is what we're rooting for.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to do it.
Thank you for joining us tonight on KMOX.
Thanks, George.
Okay, KMOX News Time, 8:43. George Sells, KMOX at your service, back in just a moment.
Nearly a century of informing, entertaining, and serving St. Louis. KMOX.
You gotta fight for your right to fight. Your pop's not just smoking and he says no way.
My Posse in Effect, that is the band you're listening to. So why, you ask, are we playing a local Beastie Boys cover band, a very popular Beastie Boys cover band, I might add, but a Beastie Boys cover band, why are we playing them on KMOX Radio, which is not exactly your go-to for Beastie Boys cover action? There is a reason, and it has to do with Facebook. And one of the great conspiracy theories that has been going on in our country for some time, and it's the question of whether Facebook is somehow making your phone listen to you, eavesdrop on your conversations, and then advertising to you, or stealing your data, or whatever that it is that Facebook wants to do. Everybody thinks Facebook is doing this, Google, all of these places, and they say over and over, no, we're not doing that. Now, they're doing all sorts of other crazy stuff to gather your data, but even the experts out there say, no, that's just paranoia. They're not doing that. You know, they're monitoring your every click and your every like and your every view, and by taking all that stuff, they're throwing it into an algorithm and it's squishing it around and it's spitting out the fact that you're interested in X, and then it's advertising that. And the computers are just so dang smart that that's going to work. I now will share with you a story based on that band we were just listening to. And you can tell me if, in fact, this is some sort of paranoid hallucination or Facebook is eavesdropping on me. So yesterday I am at work middle of the afternoon and get talking a little bit about music with one of my coworkers. And my coworker, Sean, tells me about a band that a buddy of his is in. The band you were just listening to, My Posse in Effect. And he mentions that they're going to be playing a concert sometime in the near future over at Del Mar Hall in the Loop. And you just say, hey, it's a cool band, you know, whatever. And we talk about it for a second. Sounds interesting. That's the end of it. I never typed anything into my computer. I never talked about the group again. I never asked any questions. I never looked anything up on my phone. Nothing. That conversation was the first time in my entire life that I had ever heard of My Posse in Effect. Following that conversation, I did nothing. I did not Google them. I did not search them in any way. I did not do anything more regarding them. 3 hours later, I am sitting in my living room. I am on Facebook, and an ad pops up for My Posse in Effect playing at Del Mar Hall on November 25th. I think it's the 25th. It's the day after Thanksgiving, whatever that is. You tell me, am I nuts? You cannot tell me that an algorithm somehow arrived at sending me that ad based on my actions online. Am I a music fan? Yes. But it's not like I'm searching Del Mar Hall all the time. I mean, I'm 52 years old. I don't get out of the house that much anymore, unfortunately. I wish I went to more shows than I do. But I just, that was either the craziest coincidence in the history of mankind, or my phone is monitoring me. My phone is listening to me and then calling up Mark Zuckerberg and telling him what ads to run on my Facebook feed. Producer Matt Pajeski, what say you?
I think they are listening to you, and it's probably not just Facebook. I think it's your phone, and Amazon's doing it so they can sell you stuff. It doesn't just stop at Facebook. It's all just a big ploy to get you to buy stuff and buy concert tickets or buy whatever it is you're talking about, for sure.
And Alexa, definitely. I mean, that thing, it listens for a living, and we all know that Jeff Bezos loves your data and will do everything he can to keep you from opting out. Apple is a little bit better about it. Apple has tried to position itself as we love your security and we value your privacy. However, it's got to be listening to some degree, because I can sit here with my phone and say, hey, Siri. Mm-hmm. And she responds to me. So it's listening for something at least. But to go to the level of hearing what you're talking about, processing it, advertising it, it seems a little far-fetched. It seems almost crazy. And I am not usually, Matt, on the side of the drooling paranoid. So
I don't know if this is paranoia at this point. This is just like almost common knowledge. I feel like everybody has had an experience with this. Everybody has a story. Everybody has an example of something that popped up on their social media feed, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or even Amazon. And everybody's had experience with this. So I don't think you're the only one, and I wouldn't say it's paranoia anymore.
And what's interesting also is, if you were with us a few minutes ago, Ben Auten from Single Wave Technologies out in St. Charles was talking with us about ransomware. And finished up the segment, went into the break, and Ben texted me an article for your next segment. I guess he had heard me tease this earlier, and it's from Wired Magazine, and the headline says, "The gyroscopes in your phone could let apps eavesdrop on your conversations." It's not even the microphone now. You could cover up your microphone. You could turn all that off, but
I'm going to read from this article just a brief paragraph. In a presentation at the UNISEC Security Conference next week, researchers from Stanford University and Israel's defense research group, Rafael, planned to present a technique for using a smartphone to surreptitiously eavesdrop on conversations in a room, not with the gadget's microphone, but with its gyroscopes, the sensors designed to measure the phone's orientation. Those sensors enable everything from motion-based games like Doodle Jump to camera's image stabilization and the phone's displays toggling between vertical and horizontal orientations. But with a piece of software the researchers built called Gyrophone, they found that the gyroscopes were also sensitive enough to allow them to pick up sound waves. Now that is just tripping me out. What do you think? I mean, this is getting ridiculous, folks.
Do you think that was a coincidence? Like, oh, it's just we happened to find that it was accidentally, you know, picking up sound waves, or you think that was part of it from the very beginning to secretly record all of that?
Well, you know, if the Israelis are involved in it, I mean, they're the center of all those great spy movies. You know, they've already been using those to spy on people and blow up their houses or whatever it is the Mossad does to the enemies of the state over there. But it's amazing. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. We talk about what phones can do and the good side of what phones can do from the standpoint of, you know, there's more technology, more computing power in this phone in my left hand right now than there was in the entire Apollo space capsule. And it does amazing things. But here's what I wonder. And the question I will leave you with, I have got a 13-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old son. And I really wonder if by the time they are adults, if they're going to have any expectation of privacy. I mean, is there a way for it even to exist short of going completely off the grid? Something to think about. Something to think about as you listen to My Posse in Effect, the Beastie Boy cover band, coming to Del Mar Hall the night after Thanksgiving and being advertised to you by evil, crazy, spying Facebook.
Nearly a century of informing, entertaining, and serving St. Louis. KMOX.
My Posse in Effect. That is the band you're listening to. So why, you ask, are we playing a local Beastie Boys cover band, a very popular Beastie Boys cover band, I might add, but a Beastie Boys cover band, why are we playing them on KMOX Radio, which is not exactly your go-to for Beastie Boys cover action? There is a reason. And it has to do with Facebook. And one of the great conspiracy theories that has been going on in our country for some time, and it's the question of whether Facebook is somehow making your phone listen to you, eavesdrop on your conversations, and then advertising to you, or stealing your data, or whatever that it is that Facebook wants to do. Everybody thinks Facebook is doing this, Google, all of these places, and they say over and over, no, we're not doing that. Now, they're doing all sorts of other crazy stuff to gather your data, but even the experts out there say, no, that's just paranoia. They're not doing that. You know, they're monitoring your every click and your every like and your every view, and by taking all that stuff, they're throwing it into an algorithm and it's squishing it around and it's spitting out the fact that you're interested in X, and then it's advertising that, and the computers are just so dang smart that that's going to work. I now will share with you a story based on that band we were just listening to, and you can tell me if, in fact, this is some sort of paranoid hallucination or Facebook is eavesdropping on me. So yesterday, I am at work, middle of the afternoon, and get talking a little bit about music with one of my coworkers. And my coworker, Sean, tells me about a band that a buddy of his is in. The band you were just listening to, My Posse in Effect. And he mentions that they're going to be playing a concert sometime in the near future over at Del Mar Hall in the Loop. And you just say, hey, it's a cool band, you know, whatever. And we talk about it for a second. Sounds interesting. That's the end of it. I never typed anything into my computer. I never talked about the group again. I never asked any questions. I never looked anything up on my phone. Nothing. That conversation was the first time in my entire life that I had ever heard of My Posse in Effect. Following that conversation, I did nothing. I did not Google them. I did not search them in any way. I did not do anything more regarding them. 3 hours later, I am sitting in my living room. I am on Facebook and an ad pops up for My Posse in Effect playing at Del Mar Hall on November 25th. I think it's the 25th. It's the day after Thanksgiving, whatever that is. You tell me, am I nuts? You cannot tell me that an algorithm somehow arrived at sending me that ad based on my actions online. Am I a music fan? Yes. But it's not like I'm searching Del Mar Hall all the time. I mean, I'm 52 years old. I don't get out of the house that much anymore, unfortunately. I wish I went to more shows than I do. But I just, that was either the craziest coincidence in the history of mankind, or my phone is monitoring me. My phone is listening to me and then calling up Mark Zuckerberg and telling him what ads to run on my Facebook feed. Producer Matt Pajeski, what say you?
I think they are listening to you, and it's probably not just Facebook. I think it's your phone, and Amazon's doing it so they can sell you stuff. It doesn't just stop at Facebook. It's all just a big ploy to get you to buy stuff and buy concert tickets or buy whatever it is you're talking about, for sure.
And Alexa, Alexa, definitely. I mean, that thing, it listens for a living. And we all know that Jeff Bezos loves your data and will do everything he can to keep you from opting out. Apple is a little bit better about it. Apple has tried to position itself as we love your security and we value your privacy. However, it's got to be listening to some degree, because I can sit here with my phone and say, hey, Siri, and she responds to me. So it's listening for something at least. But to go to the level of hearing what you're talking about, processing it, advertising it, it seems a little far-fetched. It seems almost crazy. And I am not usually, Matt, on the side of the drooling paranoid. So I
don't know if this is paranoia at this point. This is just like almost common knowledge. I feel like everybody has had an experience with this. Everybody has a story. Everybody has an example of something that popped up on their social media feed, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or even Amazon. And everybody's had experience with this. So I don't think you're the only one, and I wouldn't say it's paranoia anymore.
And what's interesting also is, if you were with us a few minutes ago, Ben Auten from Single Wave Technologies out in St. Charles was talking with us about ransomware, and finished up the segment, went into the break, and Ben texted me an article for your next segment. I guess he had heard me tease this earlier, and it's from Wired Magazine, and the headline says, "The gyroscopes in your phone could let apps eavesdrop on your conversations." It's not even the microphone now. You could cover up your microphone. You could turn all that off. But I'm going to read from this article just a brief paragraph. In a presentation at the Unisex Security Conference next week, researchers from Stanford University and Israel's Defense Research Group, Rafael, planned to present a technique for using a smartphone to surreptitiously eavesdrop on conversations in a room, not with the gadget's microphone, but with its gyroscopes, the sensors designed to measure the phone's orientation. Those sensors enable everything from motion-based games like Doodle Jump to cameras' image stabilization and the phone's displays toggling between vertical and horizontal orientations. But with a piece of software the researchers built called Gyrophone, they found that the gyroscopes were also sensitive enough to allow them to pick up sound waves. Now that is just tripping me out. What do you think? I mean, this is getting ridiculous, folks.
Do you think that was a coincidence? Like, oh, it's just we happened to find that it was accidentally, you know, picking up sound waves? Or you think that was part of it from the very beginning to secretly record all of that?
Well, you know, if the Israelis are involved in it, I mean, they're the center of all those great spy movies. You know, they've already been using those to spy on people and blow up their houses or whatever it is the Mossad does to the enemies of the state over there. But it's amazing. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. We talk about what phones can do and the good side of what phones can do from the standpoint of, you know, there's more technology, more computing power in this phone in my left hand right now than there was in the entire Apollo space capsule. And it does amazing things. But here's what I wonder, and the question I will leave you with. I have got a 13-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old son, and I really wonder if by the time they are adults, if they're going to have any expectation of privacy. I mean, is there a way for it even to exist short of going completely off the grid? Something to think about. Something to think about as you listen to My Posse in Effect, the Beastie Boy cover band, coming to Del Mar Hall the night after Thanksgiving and being advertised to you by evil, crazy, spying Facebook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.